What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 60, the big 6-0 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we are actually going to be talking about an update that Hennessy revealed in regards to their new Venom F5. So as usual, everybody, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, guys, so like I was just saying, today we're going to be talking about an update that Hennessy released not too long ago in regards to their upcoming hypercar, the Venom F5. Now, the F5 is something that Hennessy is completely taking their time with, and that's okay. They're taking quite a while to produce it because the Hennessy Venom GT, if you remember, was so epic. It was so crazy and so fast. The Venom F5 has a pretty high standard to reach, so it doesn't surprise us that John Hennessy is saying, okay, we're going to take our time with this one. So here's what we already know about the Venom F5 before we get to the update. We do know it's a 7.6-liter twin-turbocharged V8 engine in which the Venom F5 puts out 1,600 horsepower and 1,300 foot-pounds of torque. This thing is being made to break a top speed, thus producing more horsepower than a Chiron and more torque than 99% of cars have horsepower. The targeted top speed is actually 311 miles per hour. As of lately, what I know, Koenigsegg last broke that with 284 miles per hour, and manufacturers, tuners out of Texas, Fulshear, Texas, I believe MTK Motorsports did it with a Ford GT. They hit just over 300 miles per hour, but keep in mind that's not necessarily a production car, but they still did it. So Hennessy is looking to do this, completely annihilate the top speed record with their Venom F5. It's speculated, to weigh less than 3,000 pounds with only 24 of these Venom F5s being produced, and the open sales will begin in 2020. So this is what we currently know. So what is the big update that everyone's talking about, and what's so exciting, what's so important that's such a big deal for this Venom F5? And here it is. John Hennessy has mentioned the new Venom F5 chassis is nearing completion, which means they can begin the marriage between the engine, transmission, and the interior. If you don't know what that means they're getting closer to being done with the car, which means we can actually start seeing test videos and drive videos, and open sales, like we just talked about, are going to be opening up. We can hear the engine. We can get a sense for the actual car itself. Another quote from John Hennessy, he's saying, you go back to the Venom GT, everybody knows that instead of making our own chassis, which is a lot of work and a huge expense, which is entirely true, we use the Lotus tub from the Venom GT. But for this F5, which worked out very, very well, the new car demanded its own chassis for a lot of different reasons. When you're going to push the bar that high to go 311 miles per hour, 1,600 horsepower, 1,300 foot-pounds of torque, you have to get it right. Otherwise, your engine will blow up, your car will tear apart, your wheels will fly off the axles because there's so much power in that car. It all has to be contained. It all has to be perfect. It has to be light. It has to be aerodynamic. Has to all be fitted properly. Everything has to be smooth operating. That's why they're taking their time with this. It's something that's very, very exciting. It may not sound like that big of an update to just say, well, they're just still working on the car. But the reason why this is a big update, because of what this car is outputting for power and what it's set to achieve, Hennessy coming out with and saying, hey, by the way, this is what we're doing. So we're actually getting closer to achieving that record, is absolutely phenomenal. So ladies and gentlemen, what did we learn? We know the car is nearing its final assembly, which is absolutely huge news. But in regards to anything else of the Venom F5, that's actually all we got for episode number 60. If you're checking out the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel already, go ahead and check it out. And if you guys like what you see, hit that subscribe button. If you're checking out the YouTube video right now, do me a favor, you don't mind, leave a like. Anything you guys need from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to follow on Instagram and like on Facebook. Also, don't forget to tune in for July 15th, episode number 61. We're going to be talking about Aston Martin again. They're in the news a lot lately, and how they created a special car for one of the James Bond films. Very exciting. I think you guys will like it. I think it's this James Bond car is actually pretty sick. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.